Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Maintain your spiritual posture while awaiting God's answer. Sit up straight. Stop slouching. Hold your chin up. Does that sound familiar? Poor posture affects our health. The postural muscles in our bodies are active all the time. This group of muscles behave much like the corset to hold our upper body in place. They are key components to our wellness and posture. When we stand, walk, sit, or even sleep with good posture, we avoid misalignment and imbalance, which can lead to joint damage, aches, and pains. When we exhibit poor posture, these muscles become misaligned and can cause health issues. Spiritually, good posture is also important. We strengthen our spiritual posture and postural muscles through prayer, Bible study, and fellowship with Christ. The right posture aligns us with God and improves our spiritual health. Our physical posture, when we stand, walk, or sit, affects our health. It also influences others' perceptions of us. Likewise, the spiritual posture a believer exhibits while enduring the trials of awaiting God's answer influences how others see us. A good spiritual posture reveals our alignment with God. The postural muscles of a believer who closely follows God, even in the midst of their trials, will reveal their faith by their alignment to God's will. A believer who does not wait on God is out of alignment with God and demonstrates a poor spiritual posture. Our spiritual posture is more than how we stand, walk, or sit. It also includes what we do while we face the challenges that God allows in our lives. In this set of devotionals, we cover 10 postures believers should have while waiting for, with, and upon God. 1. Wait on time. 2. Watch for him. 3. Wait by walking within touching distance. 4. Work while waiting upon God's answer. 5. Willful waiting does not wilt. 6. Weather the storms while awaiting under his umbrella. 7. Wait with an unwavering faith. 8. Wait while avoiding the quicksand of worry. 9. Wait with the weight on God. 10. Waiting leads to victorious solutions. Practicing good posture can make a big difference on our health, well-being, mood, and appearance. A good posture does not mean that we stand at attention with an upright and tight body. In fact, anyone who holds this position without the right posture will faint due to low blood circulation. Having good posture means standing in a way that the muscles are being held in a neutral and natural position. The right spiritual posture improves our spiritual health. When we properly align to Christ, God's umbrella of protection will protect us from unnecessary hurt, harm, and danger. For a believer, the natural position is one where we submit and align to God to live uprightly. As we align to God, our spiritual health improves because we learn to walk in his will, stand on our inner convictions to Christ, sit before the Word in study, delight in doing his will, and meditate to keep the eyes of our soul focused on God. Our spiritual posture, whether we are standing, walking, or sitting, must include a heart that bows down to God's will. The right posture empowers our prayer, magnifies our praise, validates our purpose, and lights our paths. When our spiritual posture aligns with God, others will be able to see Jesus in us. Questions. Discover. 1. While awaiting God's answer to prayer, it is natural to want to wear a figurative sackcloth and wait for him to answer. What is your normal posture? B. Has your spiritual posture changed as you grow spiritually? 2. Develop. A. Are there certain types of situations that are harder to maintain a godly posture? What are they and why? B. What are some steps that you can take to improve your spiritual posture? 3. Demonstrate. A. Can others tell that you're in the midst of trials and awaiting God's answer? Is that positive or negative for your witness? B. If this is an area of struggle, share with a prayer partner. If this is an area of strength, share with a mentee.
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.